oppose Board Bill 83. It is a proposal to raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. We think that the intentions behind it are serious and absolutely demand the attention of the economic development and business community. But we think it also raises serious concerns. And there's basically the three areas that we think that this bill is taking the wrong turn, which is that it's going to negatively impact workers. It's going to add to the fragmentation of our local government, which you and a lot of other folks have written about and spent a lot of time looking at. And of course, that it's going to weaken the city of St. Louis with the uncertainty that this is going to drive.
Do you think that one of the biggest issues with this is the fact that if the city has a minimum wage of $15 an hour and the county cannot legally raise its minimum wage, especially in the 90 municipalities, that it's going to basically incentivize businesses to leave the city of St. Louis and go to the county, or just kind of throw the entire environment out of whack?
I think that, I mean, that is one of the concerns we have. We have, a patchwork of local government and regulation, and we absolutely think that, first of all, this is a huge policy change, and if it's undertaken in isolation by St. Louis or any other city, you know, without looking at the overall effects on the surrounding region, we think that's a problem. And it's absolutely going to complicate what we have already. Whether people are going to leave the city and go to the county or not, I don't know if that's going to happen. But what we do know simply from within the bill in its current form right now is that anyone who's doing any work in the city, even if the headquarters of the company is in the county somewhere, that they're going to have to be paid at this wage, which may be higher. And so what you're talking about is adding to costs of existing employers. So they're going to have to track, all right, did my employee work in the city limits for 3 hours today and 5 hours somewhere else? And we're going to pay them at a different rate. And that's a concern. It's just in terms of being able having to comply with those laws, that adds to the complexity, adds to the cost, and we're concerned with what that's going to mean for the economy.
I think there's a big open legal question about whether the city can raise its own minimum wage, and regardless of what happens with HB 722. I don't know if the chamber itself would have standing as an organization, but from talking maybe with some of its member businesses that would be affected by this, do you anticipate that if this bill ends up passing, that maybe there could be some St. Louis companies that file a lawsuit and try to get this struck down on legal grounds?
You have Senator Kurt Schaefer already saying that no less than two existing state statutes prevent cities from doing this, and specifically prevent St. Louis from doing this. To me, as not an attorney, but as an observer, that absolutely looks like there will be protracted litigation. And if we get into a litigation situation where the city passes this bill, and then there are lawsuits filing challenging whether the city has grounds to do that, that's just going to extend the uncertainty. We're talking about weeks, months, probably years of court proceedings before employers in the city and the county know, or elsewhere, know what is the city allowed to do. Do we have to pay this wage or not? I can project that would mean, well, do we have to pay back pay if we haven't been paying that rate, or what is that going to mean? So absolutely, not that the chamber is looking to do that, but we can expect, with the statements that have been made, there could be suits filed based on this.
Yeah, just to kind of play devil's advocate and throw kind of the opposite argumentations. There were a lot of people at the committee hearing yesterday who talk about, raising the minimum wage will help people's livelihoods. It could make poor people potentially healthier and happier. Mm-hmm. There are going to be all these arguments that the current minimum wage in the state is too low and you can't really support a family on that. And I'm sure that you've heard those types of argumentations before. They're going to be brought up again as this bill is kind of deliberated. How does the chamber kind of react to those type of arguments when they're being made by the proponents?
Well, I would say that from our perspective, Mayor Slay and those that are sponsoring Board Bill 83, one of the things that they've expressed, or at least that the mayor's expressed, is that he's frustrated with the inaction that you're seeing at the state and federal policy levels, specifically regarding let's close the unacceptable the income and the opportunity gaps that we have in our community. And the chamber is interested in participating in that debate and the dialogue. We want to, you know, have for our region, our one of our strategic goals, our basic goal is inspiring a greater St. Louis and increasing economic prosperity throughout the region. So any effort that is going to, you know, improve prosperity and increase prosperity throughout our region is something that we think is worthy of pursuing in dialogue. We think that there is other public and private policies that may be more effective in bringing this greater prosperity around, and we don't think that Board Bill 83 is the right way forward.
My last question for you, for some of the aldermen that may be on the fence about this and maybe some of the aldermen that are supporting this, what message do you have for them as they quickly deliberate this particular piece of legislation?
I would say two messages. One is that, you know, this is going to have, that this bill that's being considered is going to have a huge impact on our region. I think that careful deliberation and analysis is important. The second thing, which is the most important, it's what we've been doing as a chamber, is reaching out to the businesses that are going to be affected and talking to those employers that are in the city and say, you know, what is this going to do for your workers? What is this going to mean for the folks that are working for you or for the opportunities for growth, which is what we're trying to achieve?